Section, the situation. You have one or more SMB shares on your local network that you need to access regularly from a Linux workstation. You want them to 1. Show up in your file manager sidebar. 2. Survive a reboot. 3. Not block the boot process when the server is unreachable, e.g., VPN is off. 4. Connect automatically when you navigate to the folder. On Windows or Mac OS, you right-click, map network drive, and you're done. On Linux, there are several layers to get right. Packages, credentials, fstab, systemd, and file manager bookmarks. This post walks through each one. Section, step 0, install the required packages. You need two things, a client to browse shares and a mount helper for SIFS. SMB client, command line tool to list and access SMB shares, like an FTP client for SMB. SIFS utils, provides mount.cifs, required for mounting shares via mount or fstab. Without SIFS utils, mount attempts will fail with a cryptic cannot mount read-only error. The kernel has SIFS support, but no user space helper to parse mount options. Section, step 1, discover available shares. Before mounting, find out what's available on the server. You'll see output like shares ending in dollar, like admin dollar, C dollar, IPC dollar, are hidden administrative shares. You typically don't need these. Verify access to a specific share before trying to mount it. If this fails with NT status access denied, the share requires different credentials or permissions. Fix that before proceeding. Section, step 2, quick access via file manager. The fastest way to access an SMB share is through your file manager's address bar. GNOME files, Nautilus. 1. Press Ctrl plus L to open the location bar. 2. Type smb:// server/share name and press Enter. 3. Enter your domain, username, and password when prompted. kde:\xfc\thunner\cinnamonnemo. Same approach. Type the smb:// URL in the address bar. This uses GVFS under the hood and requires GVFS backends, installed by default on most desktop Ubuntu/Fedora. It works but doesn't survive a reboot and won't show up as a regular path under /mnt. Section, step 3, store credentials securely. For persistent mounts, store your credentials in a file that only root can read. The CMOD 600 ensures only root can read this file. Never put credentials directly in etc/fstab. Anyone who can read fstab, every user on the system, would see them. If your share allows anonymous access, you won't need a credentials file. Use guest, /sec=none as mount options instead. Section, step 4, create the mount point. Pick a path that makes sense. Common conventions. /mnt/share_name, traditional location. /media/share_name, more common for removable media. /srv/share_name, if it's a data source for services. Section, step 5, add the fstab entry. Section, basic, mount at boot. Section, with auto mount, recommended. The basic approach tries to mount at boot. If the server is unreachable, VPN off, server down, the mount silently fails. You'd then need to run sudo mount manually after connecting. A better approach uses systemd auto mount. The share mounts only when you access the directory. This is the best approach when you're not always on the same network. The directory appears to exist, and the actual SMB connection only happens when something reads from it. After editing fstab, reload systemd. Section, step 6, add a file manager bookmark. The mount at /mnt/my_share works from the terminal, but won't appear in your file manager sidebar by default. Fix that. Note the 3 slashes in file:// file:// is the protocol, and the 3rd slash is the root of the file system path. 2 slashes will result in a broken bookmark. Close and reopen your file manager. The share now appears in the sidebar. Section, putting it all together, a setup script. Here's a reusable script that handles everything. Install, credentials, fstab, with auto mount, and bookmarks. It's idempotent, safe to run multiple times. Customize the mount_share calls at the bottom for your shares. The script handles both fresh installs and updates to existing mounts. Section, troubleshooting. Section, cannot mount read-only. Install SIFS utils. This error means the mount helper is missing. Section, NT status access denied. Wrong credentials, wrong domain, or the share requires specific permissions. Test with SMB client first. Section, NT status logon failure. Authentication failed. Check. Is the domain correct? Try with and without it. Is the password for this specific server, not your Linux login? Some shares allow anonymous access. Try. In flag with SMB client. Section, mount works, but file manager bookmark shows error. Check that the bookmark path has 3 slashes. File triple slash empt slash, not file colon slash slash empt slash. Section, shares don't mount after reboot, without auto mount. If VPN wasn't connected at boot, no fail let the system start without mounting. Run sudo mount, after connecting, or switch to the auto mount approach. Section, permission denied on mounted files. Adjust UID and get in the FS tab options to match your user. Check with ID, U and IDG. Section, summary. The auto mount approach gives you the best of all worlds. The shares appear as regular directories, connect only when needed, disconnect when idle, and never block your boot process.